On this episode of Corona Brides, I talked to two best friends, Kelly and Justine. And Kelly is a Corona Bride herself, and Justine is the maid of honor, the best friend that is having to plan, you know, several bachelorette parties, because let's be honest, right now, we just really don't know what's happening. But y'all, they have created a business. It's called New Wedding Plan, and they have the cutest merchandise, cards to send Corona Brides. I mean, really just all things Corona Brides to make you feel better. And they even have a blog. So tune in. You're really going to enjoy this episode. Welcome to this episode of Corona Brides. I'm your host, Jordy, and today we are talking to two best friends who have created a business out of an unfortunate situation. Kelly and Justine, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Oh, we're so excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yes, yes. Okay, ladies. So I want to start from the very beginning. When did the idea of the new wedding plan business come to you?
Yeah, so in March, I was getting prepared, planning Kelly's bachelorette, getting super excited. And as COVID hit, you know, we had to cancel that and really think about what would we do next. And then going into May, Kelly had to make the hard decision to postpone her wedding. And so while COVID hit, you know, we had a lot of free time at home. So we started to think about, you know, what should we do with that time?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Kelly, when was your original wedding date?
So I was supposed to get married. Tom and I were supposed to get married on May 22nd. And I think we made the decision sometime in April to postpone. Early April. So it's a really tough decision. And I think part of what inspired Justine and I is like realizing that there were many other brides in similar situations. And we really wanted to just create a community so that people could share their stories, similar to what you're doing on this podcast, which we're so excited to be on.
Yes, I love it. It's so true. I feel like relating to others helps so much. And then you realize that you're not alone. And so many of us are going through this. And like Justine, you saying planning her bachelorette. I mean, that's such a big deal. Like, not only do we dream about our wedding our entire life, we kind of dream about all the fun before it, the showers. So I'm sure you probably had to cancel all of that, huh?
Yeah, we did. And I actually replanned it a few weeks ago because we rescheduled for September in Arizona. But now I'm thinking that might not happen a second time. So
I know. And I think that's the crazy thing, right? It's like how many I think we're on plan D, my fiance and I at this point. We're just going with the flow. But so let me ask y'all this. Where are y'all from? And where was your wedding supposed to be, Kelly?
Definitely. So I'm from Texas, and Tom and I are supposed to get married in Austin. And like Justine mentioned, the bachelorette was supposed to be in Scottsdale. So we were supposed to get married in Austin. Justine's actually from New York.
Yeah. So I live in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But we actually met in Canada when we went to school.
Oh, that's awesome. So do you have family in New York, or how is it in New York? Because I know that it's just every state seems to be very different. And I know in New York, there's so many more people. Like, how are y'all handling it up there?
Yeah, so I was super lucky. My family actually lives in New Jersey. So they have a pretty big house. So we were able to just basically pack up our stuff and go stay with at their house, which has been really nice. Because we only have a one bedroom in Brooklyn, right? Without even like a kitchen table. So we worked from our apartment for about 1 week. And then we said, there's no way we can do this.
I can only imagine. So it's like, give me some space, or otherwise we're all going to go absolute crazy. So it's everyone that I think probably said they were never moving back in with their parents is probably doing that. I'm pretty sure my cousin was like moving in with her in-laws, because same this situation. She lives in New York, and her boyfriend's family lives in Charleston. And she told me, we're not going back until this thing slows down.
Yeah.
And I feel like Kelly, I mean, you getting married in Austin, they shut down things, I feel like, a little sooner than like San Antonio. And then I'm from a small town originally, but live in San Antonio. So it's just been very different. But like, I'll be honest, I don't know if y'all feel this way. I kind of thought a month ago things were getting better. And like, how are y'all feeling? How do y'all feel this week? Should we even go there?
I know that's been something. It's like, oh man, even looking in. So we postponed our wedding till next March. I'm still very optimistic, but I am,
for sure.
I am, grateful that we made that decision to push it that far out, because we had looked at some times in the fall, and I don't want to scare anyone else. And I think what we've learned too, which has been really cool from the community, is just hearing how people are making the best of the situation.
Yes.
And we've talked to many brides who've still gone forward with their original wedding plan. And they'll do, when I say plan, you know, it looks a little bit different. Maybe they don't have their 200 plus guests.
Right.
But it's been really interesting to see how people are making the most of it. And I think it also helps me like remember that what's important is the marriage and the like 100%. Everything that lasts a lifetime. And it's not just the day. So it's definitely been a really good like eye-opening experience. And it's just been so helpful to be able to connect with other Corona brides in a similar situation.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Like I have had so many brides that I've interviewed. Some of them stuck with their date because it was like a ride or die date. Like it was really special to them. And they did a virtual ceremony. They got married in their kitchen. Other brides said, no, we really want the big wedding. So we're pushing it back. But I do think at the end of the day, everyone has been so positive. And like I've told the other brides, you cannot be a Corona bride and be a bridezilla or you won't last. You're like, you have like, okay, your tote that says quarantine bride, like a regular bride, but crazier. And I'm like, yep, that's it. Nailed it.
Yeah. That's funny because that's our most popular item just because I feel like everyone is like, this is correct.
Yes. So that's what I was going to ask you. How do y'all come up with your merchandise things? Like, do you two collaborate together or how does all that work?
Yeah, I think we're just getting like really inspired by the internet and just the memes that are out there, just kind of seeing how people are making light of the situation. And then just like we're both really big Friends fans. So we do have like a bunch of Friends quotes because, you know, why not? And then just seeing what resonates with people, like not every product is funny. So just kind of like taking the feedback in and seeing what makes people happy.
For sure. So I have to bring this up since you said y'all are big Friends fans. So my friend pointed this out and I laughed. So I was supposed to get married May 15th. And she said that that's when Rachel and – no, wait. It was either Monica and Chandler's wedding date or Rachel and Ross's wedding date. I think it was Monica and Chandler's. And I was like, only you would remember that. Like, because she was looking
I didn't
like,
know that.
So funny, like famous people's. And so another tote that you have, the it says postponed wedding diet, and it's pizza, ice cream, and chocolate bar. And I'm like, come, it's so true. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
We worked out. We tried to get fit, right? And now it's like,
oh, totally.
What am I supposed to do? Like, I need to eat a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And it's been really fun with all the products. Justine and I, we had like a big brainstorming session when we were first starting out. And there were certain things that I was married to that I felt like, oh, these are going to be the hit products.
Uh-huh.
And then there was other ones like the quarantine bride, a definition one where it's talking about how crazy quarantine brides are. And I'm like, I don't know if that's going to be a hit. I think because I was taking personal offense to it a little.
I'm not crazy. But it's, yeah.
It's one of our best sellers and it's been really fun to like get different perspectives. I don't know if we mentioned this, but obviously Justine is my maid of honor. And so it's just funny from kind of that perspective. And I think that really resonates with people. We have a lot of maid of honors and bridesmaids who are actually buying gifts for their Corona brides.
And I love that because it's so specific and like I haven't seen anything out there like it. So that's why I followed the hashtag quarantine bride. So if you're like wondering where I found you, that's honestly where I found 90% of my brides from Instagram. So I reach out to them, message them. And then of course they love to tell their story. And just like y'all are telling people's stories, most of them say that it really makes them feel better because it's just such a hard time and it there's so much uncertainty, you know, so like we just kind of all piggyback off of each other in this community and I'm just so glad that we're able to do that.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of reviews where it's just been like, oh, this is my favorite purchase of quarantine, or just like this makes me feel so much better, which I feel like I said this in the very beginning when we didn't know if this was gonna work out. I said if one person is happy with what they received for the situation, like this is so worth it.
Yes.
And it's just been really fun. Like Kelly said, like seeing how people are making the best of it. And I think what we realize is a lot of people are taking this opportunity to maybe take a bigger step, like buying a house or kind of like shifting their priority. And I think that's been really fun too, and is super inspiring.
Absolutely. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. So another one of your sayings is couples who quarantine together, stay together. So you don't know how many times I've actually said that. And I've told my fiance that I think it should be a law where you have to quarantine with the person before marrying them. I think that's but have you noticed how many celebrities are getting divorced right now? I mean, it's like either gonna make
seriously
you or break you. And I feel like for us, we're like in this such happy phase, and we've had to, you know, like, I mean, I've shed some tears over the wedding, and now I'm thinking, no, it's meant to be. And it's funny that you said that about buying a house together. We just moved into a house together last week. Through all the craziness, we decided that probably because we were quarantined and we couldn't do anything but look at houses, we found the one we wanted and we moved in together and we're so happy. And I do feel like everything really happens for a reason. And just to be able to share this time, I mean, we'll be able to tell our grandkids about it one day and they may think we're crazy, but I think that it's just fun.
Oh, that's so true. And congrats, Jordy. That's so exciting.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We are super excited. And we actually, my bachelorette party was supposed to be in Austin in June. It was supposed to be in April. And so we just had it here at the new house because I said,
amazing.
Yeah. I said, we can't really go anywhere. And we didn't have too many people, you know, cause we still aren't really able to do that, which was totally fine. We had our special people here in special moment and we got to do our thing and it was a blast. And so I'm hoping that, when are y'all rescheduling your bachelorette party?
So right now it's scheduled for, we're supposed to have it in September. Still in Scottsdale. But we're already looking at, you know, potential plan. Yeah. Like you said, plan D, plan C.
Yeah.
But we're just going to play it by ear because we have a bit of time.
That's good.
But it's so funny what you said. So Tom and I actually, we moved from Austin to Charlotte, North Carolina. And we ended up moving over our original wedding weekend just because we already had the time off. And so I was just thinking about, you know, on our original wedding day, we celebrated by like, we're standing next to our U-Haul with all of our stuff about to move cross country. And we actually have exciting news. We just closed on a house on Saturday. And so we'll be moving in August. We're super excited. And that's in Charlotte. So a lot of big changes and obviously nothing that we could have prepared ourselves for. None of this was in the plans, but it's really exciting. And it does help you make the best of an unfortunate situation and think about like what's really important. And I'm still so optimistic that we're going to be able to celebrate with all of our friends and family, whenever that is, whatever that looks like. It may be different than what people are used to, but it's been really cool to see how brides and grooms are celebrating with doing things like you said, Zoom weddings or whatever it is. Like if anyone had suggested that even just a year ago, people would look at you like you're crazy. And now 100%. It's just like the new normal. And it's been really cool to see what people are doing. And we've seen brides who just have little intimate backyard ceremonies and they said things like they wouldn't change it for the world. Mm-hmm. It meant so much to them. And I think it's just eye-opening too, because people can spend so much money and there's so much stress and it really does cause problems, I think. And so it helps to like bring us back one step and be like, okay, why are we really doing this and what's really important?
I agree with that, because whenever you look at the day, you want to be able to remember you and your significant other and everyone that you love around you. And it really isn't about all the glitz and glam, but I know sometimes we all get caught up in that. And well, not us, because we can't, but I mean, most people do. But well, congratulations on you, because that sounds like an awesome move and y'all got y'all a house. But isn't it wild to think like you couldn't have planned that. Like probably even 6 months ago, you would have been like, no way, that's not going to happen.
Oh, totally. I know. I've had to give up on worrying too much about what may happen, because really there's no way to plan all this. And now Tom and I are just so happy to be in the same city and now we'll have a house soon. And next up on my list is convincing Tom to get a dog. So Tom, if you're listening,
get a dog right now. And you probably need to name the dog Corona. No, I'm just kidding. So one thing I noticed too on your website that you have cute cards that, which you have one that's cactus. I'm a cactus lover and it has little cactus on it. So, tell the listeners, if they know a Corona Bride, how they can go about getting a card and sending it.
Yeah, so something we noticed, those cards don't really exist. Like, once again, it's not really like, this is so novel that there aren't really designs for kind of pre-made cards that you can send a Corona Bride or groom. So we created four designs that some are funny, some are heartfelt, just kind of depending on your mood. And all you have to do is you go on our site, you let us know on our website, which is newweddingplan.com. Mm-hmm. You pick your card, write out your message, and then we take care of all of the posting and sending. So it's super easy, and it's just a great way to put a smile on someone's face.
Yes, I think that's a great idea because it's definitely original, and I haven't seen that at all. So y'all started a blog. So can y'all tell, is it called the Corona Diaries or
Corona Bride Diaries?
Corona,
yeah.
Bride Diaries. Can y'all tell me a little bit about that and how you kind of select your couples to be featured?
Yeah, definitely. So as we mentioned in the beginning, like, one of the things that was really important in addition to creating this like e-commerce website and selling little goodies was to try and create a community. And when I started to talk with my friends about having to postpone my wedding, I was surprised to hear how many other brides were in similar, like, you know, friends of friends who were in similar situations. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we thought, like, what better way to create that community than just like I'll start by sharing my story. So we have the series called Corona Bride Diaries. And I started sharing a little bit about like everything that I went through, how we made the decision postpone, what that looked like. And then we really built the community through Instagram and a little bit on Facebook, but primarily on Instagram. And it sounds like that's, Jordy, where you find your brides as well.
For sure.
And just going through and finding brides, if we see hashtag Corona Bride, things like that, and reaching out to them, asking if they'd be willing to share their story. And then we just ask them a set of pretty simple questions. We want to hear about, you know, what their original plan was, what their new plans are, how they're celebrating their original wedding day. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten a lot of very cool stories. There's one bride, Danielle, I'll let Justine tell her story, but we just featured her on the blog and she has like a really, I would say, movie-esque type story of how she met her fiance. So maybe Justine can tell a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Sure. So Danielle went to Paris on vacation and then she kind of had a tour of the city, and the man giving her the tour, they really like hit it off, and spent kind of 4 days straight together. And from there, they just kind of went back and forth between Paris and Texas, actually. And a year later, you know, he proposed to her on that same spot in Paris, which was really cute. And they just kind of had to go through the process of getting a civil union to get, because with France and the US, it's a bit complicated. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, with Corona and international traveling just being banned for so long, they had to push their wedding, but they also couldn't be with each other for, you know, many months on end. So we thought that was really cute. And the actual new wedding date that they had to move the wedding to is actually her grandparents' wedding date. She just didn't realize. And that's just kind of like how it worked out. So I think that's just another example of the new day is so much more special to 100%. Them. And it's just like, they're making it work.
Yes. Like that is so special. And to, you know, that they didn't know that. And see, to me, when I hear a story like that, I'm like, meant to be. That was meant to be. They didn't know it was meant to be, but it absolutely was. So, and that's the thing that whenever people read stories like that, like it is, it inspires them and it tells them it's going to be okay. Like you may not know it now, but at the end of the day, the new day could be even better. Like I have one bride. She said, I'm actually glad we had to change our date because the weather was horrible and it was supposed to be outside. And I thought, well, there you go. Something that simple, a weather change could completely, completely change it. And this is just such a unique time. And so I'm glad like y'all are documenting it in your way. I'm documenting it in mine. And then we just all come together. I mean, it's just such an amazing time. So one thing I always like to ask is just best advice that Kelly, you could give Justine, that you could give probably Kelly as a bride and Justine as her best friend, maid of honor. Like, What are some advice that you can give the listeners to help the bride get through it? And then the bride yourself, how can they just know it's going to be okay?
Definitely. Well, in addition to just thinking about the bigger picture and not stressing too much on the day or any of the events like the bachelorette, thinking about the bigger picture, thinking about the marriage, the one thing that really helped me was actually just looking into what a backup plan would be. Mm-hmm. So I was very, very stressed before we had made the decision. But I also was uninformed about what it could look like. I was thinking, oh my goodness, we have to, you know, we spent all this money, we won't get it back, yada, yada, yada. But mm-hmm. once I actually looked into it and worked with my wedding coordinator, Ashley Nicole Affair, shout out, she is amazing. but she really helped me to see like, okay, just reach out to all your vendors
yes.
and get a plan B. And all of the vendors were so accommodating. And they basically just were like, okay, here are the dates that we have available. Obviously the venue is the biggest one.
Right.
Right. And so we were able to create a backup plan before we actually made the decision to postpone. And that was super helpful nice. For me because yeah. it was like a huge relief. I knew there was a backup plan and I don't know if I just got lucky, but, we didn't have to pay anything extra to move the dates. Like it was like the stars aligned and really, you know, we already had our deposits. They just carried over. Mm-hmm. The vendors were so flexible and that just gave me like the sense of peace of Absolutely. Knowing that we had a backup plan. And so then when it actually came to, making the decision postpone, it was really easy. It was just like, we fired off some emails, and all of the vendors already had that date kind of on hold for us. And now I haven't really had to think about it. We have, you know, 10 more months of planning. So yeah. I'm like, okay, well, I can, you know, prioritize that a little bit later in the year. So that was super helpful for me. And then just remembering, yeah, that like you have the support of people like your bridesmaids and yes. my maid of honor, Justine, who's been so helpful. And it was like, just really, really nice to have that support and everyone is so understanding. So that's really good.
That is yeah. good. The fact that everyone is so understanding. And Justine, what are your thoughts?
I think for me it was just like, be the cheerleader. Like it's all going to be fine. Yeah. Just being super flexible. And then along the way, like just sending little, like a gift, like some of the products that we've made. And then like the card you mentioned, I actually first created one for Kelly that I sent to them. And then we were like, oh, well, this is great. Other people will probably want to do that. So just like being a little thoughtful and then helping out wherever I could. But I think something that a lot of brides I've found helpful that Kelly used was like going back to her wedding values and what were the top things that they wanted out of their wedding, which for them was having all their friends and family there. Like that was their number one goal from the start. So that I think made the decision to postpone rather than have a smaller wedding really easy, because that was just the number one plan.
Right.
So just stick to what you valued in the beginning. And I think that makes it so much easier too.
I love that, because that was actually a big thing for me. I said, I don't want to look back and only have 10 people at my wedding. I said, I want to have everybody that wants to be there. And so that's mm-hmm. like, you had to make the same decision. And I can be way too positive Polly about stuff. And so I thought it's all going to be this is going to go away in a month. And now that we know it's not, you know, yeah. we just have to be realistic about it. But anyway, well, girls, tell the listeners where they can find you on Instagram, your website, and that way they can get their shopping on.
Definitely. So on almost everything social, we're New Wedding Plan. So at New Wedding Plan on Instagram and New Wedding Plan on Facebook. We do have a Facebook group for Corona Brides. So you can join that. All of the links are at our link in our bio on Instagram. And then our website is newweddingplan.com. And that's where you can find some Corona Bride merch.
Well, thank y'all so much. Like I said, I absolutely love everything that you're doing. And I'm definitely going to buy me something. I don't know what I'm going to buy yet, but I love what you're doing. I love your positivity. I can't talk. I love your positivity. And Justine, girl, just the fact that you're there for Kelly and you're her ride or die. I love that. We all have to have one of those. And the fact that you're her cheerleader is so awesome. And the fact that you created a business in one of the hardest times probably we'll ever remember in history. Y'all got it going on. Like, I want you to pat yourselves on the back, and I want you to know that I love what you're doing, and I know all the other Corona Brides too.
Oh, thanks so much, Jordy.
Yeah, so y'all have an awesome day, and I'm going to order something from y'all soon.
Thanks, Jordy. Have a good one.
Y'all too. Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that episode of Corona Brides. Kelly and Justine, I mean, they're best friends. They started a business during, honestly, one of the hardest times we will probably ever remember, or at least we hope. And I loved how they really just found their niche, and it's Corona Brides. And Kelly's a Corona Bride. Justine is her best friend. And they decided, you know what? We are going to empower people and just find the most positive thing we can do. And they did it. Their totes, their cards, their mugs, everything they're doing is absolutely adorable. And like you heard them say, they're interviewing other brides that are going through the same thing. And it really just does resonate and help you realize what's important and what are other brides doing. So you can also, you know, maybe it helps you make your decision as well. So stay tuned to more Corona Bride episodes. And also follow them on Instagram and go to their website, newweddingplan.com. We'll see you next time, guys.